The latest new streaming service, HBO Max, is out, and I've been checking it out. I'm impressed. The proposition for ordering is unlike any other service you've subscribed to in the past. It's not give us 15 bucks and you'll get a whole new world of programming. Instead, it's keep subscribing to the HBO Now streaming service because we just gave it a facelift and made it a whole lot better. I'm Jefferson Graham. This is Talking Tech. Let me fill you in. Max is HBO, plus movies, TV series, and cartoons from the Warner Brothers library, classic Hollywood and foreign films from the TCM film library, original animation, and more. Now, HBO Now just got a whole lot better, and for me, since I was already subscribing, I have more of a reason to keep it. I like the programming selection. You may like it too if you have an Apple TV or Google Chromecast streaming device in the house. But if you're like most people and get your streaming via a Roku or Amazon Fire TV streaming player, well, you're out of luck for now. AT&T, which owns Warner Media, didn't make a deal with either. So it's either fork over $35 for Chromecast, $150 for the Apple TV device, or watch Max on one of the newer Sony or Samsung TVs. Here's what you're going to find. HBO is promoting heavily the complete collection of Friends and The Big Bang Theory at the top of the front page, the Harry Potter films, and others from the Warner Brothers library, including Aquaman and Wonder Woman. Max is broken up into several hubs. This includes Looney Tunes cartoons, Adult Swim and the Cartoon Network, HBO, and TCM. Some hubs are better than others. TCM is fully featured with classics galore like The Wizard of Oz, Gone with the Wind, and, I really love this, the complete Charlie Chaplin film collection. Cartoon Network has just a handful of series like The Powerpuff Girls and Dexter's Laboratory, but it's missing some key titles like Johnny Bravo and Courage the Cowardly Dog. Unlike the recent Disney Plus launch, which had hundreds of vintage animation from the vault, along with more current titles, Max has many of the best of Bugs Bunny, Porky Pig, and the gang, including A Duck Amuck, Corny Concerto, and Gorilla My Dreams. But a big omission, at least on the first day, is the greatest Looney Tunes cartoon ever made, What's Opera Doc? The HBO hub is basically HBO Now with, yes, every episode of Game of Thrones, The Sopranos, and Curb Your Enthusiasm, plus more. But if you're looking for something outside of those hubs, navigation is tough. For instance, Max promised classics from the Hanna-Barbera library, like The Flintstones and The Jetsons, and episodes of Conan from the TBS library. They're there if you're willing to click search and type out their names. There should be an easier way to find them. But overall, HBO Now is a whole lot cooler on Wednesday than it was on Tuesday, with way more programming to keep you busy during these pandemic times. Should you spring for yet another subscription service if you're not already paying for HBO Now? Well, if you are paying for HBO Now, there's no decision that has to be made. But if you're not, are you willing to pay $15 monthly, the priciest of any of the subscription services, for Friends, Big Bang, and great movies? That, my friends, is the streaming question of the year. I'd love to hear your thoughts. Look for me on Twitter, where I'm at Jefferson Graham. You've been listening to Talking Tech. Please subscribe to the show wherever you listen to online audio. I'll be back with you tomorrow with another quick hit from the world of tech.